Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare. Dhamma Dhamma Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Dhamma. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dhamma Hare Dhamma 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Krishna
Preparation for your hearing. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Dhamma Dhamma Hare Hare
Everybody
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare
Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Dhamma Dhamma Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So last night, we met Gop Kumar, a young cowherd boy born in Govardhan who enjoyed taking his own cows out to the pasture and playing on a small simple flute, who met a sadhu who gave him a mantra, but not much information about that mantra, and he started to chant. And he grew in his inclinations for spiritual experience. And whilst in Puri, he again met his divine master, who gave him three blessings. He told him, "May you live a very long life. May you always have the disposition of a gopa, and may you develop the mentality to taste the fruits of your chanting." And then soon after meeting or re-meeting his guru in Puri, Gop Kumar, restlessly missing Vrindavan, decided to return. And here, he continues to tell his life story to the Brahmana, who he has been asked to enlighten. So Gop Kumar says, "O best of the Mathura Brahmanas, after bathing at Vishram Ghat, I came to Vrindavan. Unnoticed by my former friends, I happily passed a number of days worshipping my mantra. But then a hankering to see the Lord of the universe arose in me, and that made me feel that this land of Mathura was vacant. I had not yet gained Sri Krishna's special favor, and so I lacked a taste for Braj Bhav, and I wanted to go somewhere else. In great anxiety, I set off once more to return to Orissa and see Lord Jagannath. And then, on the path, I met some brahmanas who were very fixed and firm in their duties. They told me that above this atmosphere, there is a world of the demigods called Swarga. That amazed me. I also heard that the Lord appears as Indra's younger brother, and I was most curious to see them. So, having an intense desire to fulfill, I felt inspired to chant with special attention, following the rules of the mantra. And so, my desire to go to Swargaloka was very quickly achieved. Here, I saw the same Lord who I had worshipped in the king's palace. But here, the Lord was surrounded by demigods. I recognized him as the eternal truth, and I bowed down, I offered my obeisances, and I said many prayers. By the Lord's order, that great Indra had one of the demigods respectfully bring me forward and induce me to take a seat. He also offered me residence in the Nandan forest. Every day, the great Indra worshipped the Lord with heavenly opulence, regarding him as his master, his shelter, and his brother. And seeing the extraordinary affection that he felt for Upendradev as his younger brother, I thought, how fortunate he is. And I wondered, will this personality of Godhead show me the same mercy? Then, maintaining that desire, I resided there and chanted my japa. when Indra violated the wife of a sage, he was very fearful of being cursed, and he hid. And thus, there was no one ruling heaven. And disturbances began to overwhelm the whole three worlds. And then, ordered by Vishnu, I was installed in the position of Indra. And I ruled there for 1 year in the measurement of the demigods. I dwelled in the Nandan forest in the same simple way that I have always lived. I never gave up my chanting. I was, however, tormented by separation from Vraj. Once, some sages arrived there, headed by Bhrigu Muni. They were on their way to purify all the holy places of earth. And I saw all the demigods, their spiritual master, and even Lord Vishnu himself worship them. I was very curious. Who were these persons worshipped by the demigods? And what makes them great? And where do they live? Brihaspati replied to me. He told me, above this realm of Swargaloka, above is the world of Mahaloka, attainable through the best of pious works. When even the three worlds are annihilated, that world is not destroyed. The happiness there is millions of times greater than Indra's. They directly worship the Lord of Sacrifice as their master. And these sages have come from there. They are Prajapatis, or the original forefathers of the population of the universe. And they are authorities on the Vedic path of karma. Hearing this, I at once lost attachment to the post of Indra. And I wanted to see the Lord who is worshipped by these great souls. I made this my intention. I carefully chanted my mantra, and soon I found myself transported to Mahaloka. Nowhere in the three worlds can such happiness, opulence, and worship be found. The conditions of this such a subtle environment can hardly be described. It could only be understood by direct experience. Here, the sages offered thousands and thousands and thousands of grand sacrifices. And I saw the Lord of Sacrifice, the Supreme Controller, stand up brilliantly from amidst the flames of the oblations and delight in his pastimes as the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. He was glowing more brilliantly than the ritualistic fires as he reached out his hands to accept the offerings and grant benedictions. I wandered here and there in the company of those sages, and in every dwelling I saw the Lord of the universe present in the same way. Everyone was performing Vedic sacrifices, and the Lord of sacrifice appeared to accept their offerings. I very happily took up my residence here. Then once, the great sages spoke to me. They said, "O son of a cowherd, we are offering you Brahminical status, which is natural for the residents of this planet. Accept it at once. Become an exalted sage, so that you too may worship the Lord of the universe, which has long been your heart's desire." Hearing this, I thought, it is better for me to stay a gopa. Then I could keep serving and worshipping both the Lord and his devotees. If I was to become one of them, I might become proud. Or I might become lax in my chanting. My guru has taught me to worship this mantra, and I have already seen its good results. So, therefore, while showing great respect, I declined. On Mahaloka, there was no faults. There was no sorrow. There was no anxiety or apprehension. There was nothing but festivals of sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord of sacrifice. At the end of each sacrifice, unhappiness would arise because the Lord would disappear. But when the Lord reappeared at the start of another sacrifice, happiness would begin again. Then one day, someone arrived from a higher planet. His form was surrounded by brilliant light, and he was dressed by the directions only. He appeared to be 5 or 6 years old. And when they saw him, all the sages put aside their rituals, and they all stood up, and then they bowed to this child. They worshipped him as if he were the Lord of sacrifice himself. I inquired, "Who was that? And where did he come from?" The sages replied, they said, That is Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, the eldest and the greatest amongst us. He is the first preceptor and a lifelong celibate. He is the eldest of Lord Brahma's sons, and he is better than us because he never entered family life. He lives in the world above our world, called Tapaloka, with his three brothers and other great mystic masters of yoga. That world is attainable only by unbroken celibacy, and its residents feel a constant happiness, millions of times greater than we progenitors of the universe. On Tapaloka, the cataclysms at the annihilation of the three worlds goes unnoticed. The yoga masters on Tapaloka enjoy undisturbed peace and satisfaction. I became curious. What kind of worship and what kind of happiness do they enjoy on Tapaloka? And what form of the Lord do they worship? Eager to see for myself, I chanted my mantra with fixed attention and thus gaining great potency. I quickly traveled to that world. And there I saw that the residents of Tapaloka were honoring Sanat Kumar and his brothers. And I wanted to see the Lord of the universe who was visible there. I inquired from the sages, but nobody would look at me. Virtually everyone was fixed in samadhi. Here, my constant desire to see the Lord was ungratified. Indeed, by the influence of those sages, it seemed to dwindle almost to nil. Nonetheless, I stayed here, attracted by the display of great power. Out of respect for my guru, I kept chanting. And due to the peace in my mind, I chanted even more attentively. And then my desire to see the Lord actually increased. And thoughts of returning to Jagannath Puri kept resurfacing in my heart. One sage, Pipalayana Rishi, observed me wandering around. And he could understand my distraction. So he asked me, "Why do you want to leave this place? And why are you wandering around trying to see the Lord with your eyes? You should concentrate your mind in meditation, and then you will automatically see him everywhere. when one cultivates meditation and attains samadhi, the form of the Lord will manifest without any separate endeavor. If you follow the yoga process, you will see him within and without. The Lord sometimes reveals himself to the eyes, but that vision occurs by the power of the mind. Even if he becomes visible to your external eyes, the bliss that arises from seeing him has its source in your heart. The soul's pure consciousness, reflected in the mind, is then able to sustain the image of the Lord. The external senses are unable to do this. He continued, of the 9 kinds of devotional service, remembrance is the chief. It is an offering of the activities of the mind, the most important of the senses. Only the mind, fixed in meditation, can offer the Lord loving devotional service that follows one's own taste. We, devotees of Yoga Samadhi, see him both within and without, so there is no danger of suffering separation from the Lord. Lord Naranarayan teaches the world how to perform austerities for spiritual advancement. He carries a bow and he is expert in its use. Observing that I was immediately eager to go and find Lord Naranarayan, the 4 brothers told me, just see, he is right here. And they showed me many forms of the Lord. One brother assumed the form of Narayan. Another brother assumed the form of Vishnu, and another one of the Lord of Sacrifice. And the last one assumed several different forms. Trembling in fear, I bowed down and I said, I've surely offended you. Please, please, please forgive me. Please forgive me. They touched my head, and I too attained a meditative trance in which I saw all those various forms of the Lord. My japa improved, easily improved in quality, and I became more joyful. But my mind was still agitated by thoughts of the sweet land of Vraj. As a secondary result of the chanting, as a secondary effect of the samadhi, I entered into a kind of state. It was similar to deep sleep, wherein I was unable to chant my mantra. I lamented over this, and I considered immediately leaving for Nilachal. But hearing of my state, The sages praised my condition. But either out of ignorance or my natural devotional attitude, I was unable to understand what was wonderful about lapses of consciousness. By the power of yoga practice, I would then see the Lord of the universe all around me. I saw him within, I saw him without, in his various forms, present everywhere before my eyes. This is the special quality of meditation on Tapaloka. So I lived here for a long time, for the most part, happy. But one day, four-headed Brahma came to Tapaloka riding on his swan. That venerable personage, endowed with supreme opulence, was worshipped by Sanak and his brothers. And when I asked, who was he? They all laughed. They said, dear boy, even after reaching this planet, you don't know who he is? This is Brahmaji, the Lord of all beings. He's our Father, and he is the creator of the universe. He sits in the highest seat of authority. His planet, Satyaloka, stands above all, and it is achieved by persons who have performed duties purely for 100 lifetimes. Within Satyaloka, there is a Vaikuntha planet where the thousand-headed divine Lord, the Lord of the universe, is present. Hearing this, I wanted to go to that planet. And so, seated in Tapaloka, I chanted my mantra, I focused my attention in samadhi, and after a moment, I opened my eyes and I found that I had reached Satyaloka. Before me was the blessed Lord of the universe, Lord Mahapurush, huge, with thousands of divine arms and hands and feet, adorned with suitable ornaments, and lying on the bed of Anantashesh. He enchanted everybody's minds and their hearts. Goddess Lakshmi massaged his feet, and he glanced at Garuda, who stood before him with folded palms. He then went to his splendid palace on the Vaikuntha planet within Satyaloka. And then Brahma joined him, and Lord Mahapurush spoke into Brahma's ear the path of pure devotion. Lord Brahma showed respect with joined palms. And then Lakshmiji brought me to the side of her husband. gazing at the Lord. I bowed down and I told my mind, today you have attained the greatest ultimate fulfillment of all your desires. Be steady and joyful. This abode, free of all sorrow, all fear, and all pain, is worshipped by the entire world. It is filled with the greatest opulence and displays the final limit of excellence. I lived there happily for some time, seeing the wonderful form of the Lord, observing the universe within the lotus grown from his navel, and witnessing the waves of love flowing over Brahmaji as he heard confidential instructions from the Lord. And then, early one morning, Brahma touched foam, which turned into a demon. And terrified, he fled, and his fear prevented him from returning. Somehow, I was encumbered with the post of the supreme authority. Yet I never ever gave up my natural simplicity. I arranged so many things. I arranged for the Lord to be worshipped with great sacrifices. I brought advanced Vaishnavas into my universe and assigned them posts as Indra and Surya and Chandra and other demigods. However, with so much responsibility on my shoulders, life on Satyaloka was troublesome. Brahma's duties are unlimitedly deep, like the ocean, and I felt myself drowning in those waves. And chanting only stirred up memories of Braj, giving me instant distress. Once again, the desire awakened in me to find a better place. And one day, hearing the residents of Brahmaloka glorifying somebody who had attained liberation, I asked about this amazing event. And I heard from the all-knowing sages about the super excellent rarity of liberation. And I desired it for myself. I wanted to know how it could be obtained. Some sages said that by knowledge, liberation is achieved, and by no other means. And other sages said it's easily acquired by devotional service. And some said that devotional service alone is important. And others smiled and kept silent. A fierce debate grew It broke out. Everybody was arguing. And those who had been silent, they stood up, they covered their ears, and they left. I followed them and pacified them and brought them back into the assembly. And I asked them respectfully to tell me the truth about this matter. A great discussion ensued. And those who represented devotion, they said, "O dear one, O you who have achieved the post of Brahma, this topic is more secret than a rare treasure. But we shall explain it to you. We who are dedicated to the Lord's service may sometimes speak of liberation, but only to encourage people to reject it. In liberation, there is not even a trace of real happiness. The so-called happiness of liberation may be compared to not being sick or deeply sleeping. From even a shadow of the Lord's names, even a shadow chanted once, even carelessly, liberation is easily achieved. In devotional service, the two lotus feet of Krishna are the essence and source of all joy. They embody the concentrated essence of happiness, which increases endlessly and is supremely great. One who relishes prema is never satisfied. The ecstasies of devotional life never reach a point beyond which they cannot further increase. So they destroy the limited feelings of self-satisfaction. Persons unfamiliar with this pleasure cannot even imagine what it is like. Such is the glory of devotional service. It has the power to do what seems impossible. At every moment, newer and newer varieties of transcendental charm are experienced. And please hear a great secret which will be pleasing to your heart. By crossing beyond the universal coverings, one reaches the abode of Mahakal, where material existence disappears. Here, all cause and effects are non-existent. Lord Mahakal appears with a form and without a form, according to the mentality of his worshipper. Brahmaji's life lasts as long as the lifetime of the universe. You are now Brahma. You may not want to wait that long before graduating from the material world. if you wish to visit Mahakalpur quickly, then you return to Brajabhumi. From there, your desire will be quickly achieved. Gop Kumar said, on Satyaloka, the Lord had been caring for me as a father indulges a son. And thus, it was very, very difficult for me to leave. When my mind was disturbed, that Supreme Lord Himself, who knows what takes place in everybody's hearts, visited me and said, go to Mathura, your dearest pasturing grounds, to the land adorned with many places of my varied pastimes. Those pastimes take place in Vraj on earth, and therefore Vraj is much greater than Brahmaloka. There you will meet once again your guru, who is so dear to me, and by his mercy you will be empowered to understand everything in full. You will see me in Mahakalpur and attain extreme bliss that will enchant your heart. And after some time, my son, when all your ambitions have been satisfied, after some time, you will play with me as you like in Vrindavan. Thus, overcome with both joy and sorrow by the power of my mind, I came to this beautiful Vrindavan, traveling at the speed of the mind. For a second time, Gop Kumar has been sent right back to Vrindavan in order to continue his journey forward. Now, he wants to go through the eightfold coverings of the universe, and he wants to attain liberation and go beyond. So tomorrow night, we will travel with him on his extraordinary journey. So please come, and we will all take this journey together. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh, oh. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Thank you. one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Ramo
Krishna, Krishna.